freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right to your phone calls and talk to Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, guys. I didn't vote, and I've been very vocal about it, and I'm getting a hard time. I mean, I don't really understand that, since there was really no choice. Even the Republicans that I know, the staunch neocons, were not very happy with McCain. But yeah, I've been getting a hard time wherever I, whenever I talk about it.
So are these coworkers, family members, all
coworkers? Yeah, people at church, people online that I've encountered here and there, and internet forums and so forth. And
well, they've been programmed to believe that you're a bad citizen if you don't vote.
Exactly, and you know, and the thing is there was no pro liberty candidate on my ballot. There were no, I mean, in the presidential spot, I could have pinched my nose and voted for Nader, but
sure, if you want to vote for a communist.
Right. Well, you know, he's right on the war. He's okay on the drug war.
It's true.
But other than that, though, yeah, it wasn't worth the drive to go down there to vote for Nader.
Sure.
And certainly, I was supposed to be on the ballot. Well, I was going to be on the ballot before I dropped out of the race as a pro-liberty candidate against the, for the House for the 3rd District of Colorado. But I dropped out of the race just because, I don't know, I just lost the fire.
Hey, I totally understand.
Really.
So what are some of these conversations like? I mean, can you give me an example of what you've been experiencing?
Yes, indeed. The thing that I get the most is, well, then you don't have the right to complain.
Huh.
And how I look at it is I have more of a right to complain than they do. Hey, they're the ones that put these criminals in. You know, I have the right to complain that there was nobody on the ticket worth voting for.
Right, and I think that's the first place thing that I would say is, A, I didn't feel there was anyone that was worth voting for. As far as it goes with the lesser of two evils or three evils or ten evils out there, it's still evil and I'm not willing to do it.
Right. Are you saying I should vote for something I don't believe in?
Yeah, exactly. And I even said that to a guy. Which would you rather have, cancer or a bullet in the head? I said that was what I felt my choice was like. And he goes, well, I'd rather have cancer. Cancer's curable, you know, totally missing the point of the metaphor.
He'd rather have cancer because cancer's curable. I suppose that would be the kind of cancer you had. And there's plenty of them out there that aren't.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was just a metaphor off the top of my head to show that I didn't really have a choice. I mean, what kind of choice is that? And he totally missed the point of the metaphor. Well, cancer's curable.
Sure.
So, yeah, but I, you know, haven't been listening to the show very, very often here lately. I've just been extraordinarily busy. So I missed it if you guys actually went out and voted. I've not even heard you talk about it. I haven't had a chance to tune in.
I did not vote in the presidential election. I guess I did. I voted for George Phillies, but that's because he was on the ballot here and he was not available anywhere else.
That's true, as
you know, he was the Libertarian presidential candidate who was advertising with the show, and he got himself on the New Hampshire ballot right across from Bob Barr. So there were actually two Libertarian candidates on the ballot, and since we all know Bob Barr's a big joke and is in no way, shape, or form an actual Libertarian, George Phillies is pretty darn decent on the Libertarian spectrum, so I didn't feel too nasty voting for George.
Yes.
I didn't.
And then Mark?
I didn't vote for on the national level. I just couldn't see any point. As far as doing the math, I realized it's not going to make a difference. Is John McCain or Barack Obama, are John McCain or Barack Obama going to win New Hampshire based on my one vote? If not, my vote doesn't count. Because voting is not voting for the candidate. It's entering yourself in a chance, in a lottery, to be one of the 56 people in the United States whose vote actually counts for president. Because there's only 56 people. There's 56 when you look at Maine and Nebraska, and then the 50 states and District of Columbia. There's that many different elections going on for president, and that's how many the Electoral College, you know, you send them off there. So there's really no point in voting, honestly. In Vermont,
right.
For instance, I believe it was something like 70-30 for Barack Obama. Are you telling me it made a difference whether you voted for Barack Obama or not in Vermont, or McCain for that matter? It doesn't matter who you voted for in Vermont. It was such
that's
a landslide
right.
for Obama. Who cares?
Yep. Well, and how many people voted? 60 million? The way I told it to one guy was, okay,
no,
60
no,
million.
No, it was more. Wait a minute. No, it was like 110 million people.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I meant voted for the winner, right? About
oh, okay.
60 million or so.
60,
yeah.
60
million. About 110 million people. So let's say 110 million days ago, humans hadn't even learned how to cultivate food. They hadn't even learned how to grow their own food yet. So are you saying that one more or less day would have really made a difference? And, you know, we'd be really a lot better off if humans had learned to cultivate food 60 million or 110 million and one days ago as opposed to 110 million days ago. You see, in other words, I was pointing out how very large the numbers are, you know.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from in your analogy. I'm afraid that it might be lost on a person that would be so foolish as to say you don't have the opportunity. Now you can't complain. Now you can't complain.
Yeah.
The hell
One person said I was uncourageous. It takes courage to drive your butt down there and, you know, check off Obama. Yeah, he actually said that. I was uncourageous. Refused to talk to me.
But now you're responsible for everything Obama does, I mean, is what you can respond. I mean, how am I not courageous? Look at you.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to be here reminding you every single time Obama does something who's against freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, believe me.
There you go, man.
That's amazing. I just don't understand this mentality. It must be some kind of, I mean, the whole mentality that they could look down their nose at you because they went and they stood behind their little curtain and they checked a box on a piece of paper that somehow they're superior. It's almost like a moral superiority kind of mentality, like, voted, and what the hell did you do? You didn't do anything. You just sat around and you did nothing all day. What are you out there working? You think work's important or something? What's important is that you go and you check a box on a piece of paper, buddy. Who do you think you are?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I tell you, I used to have that attitude, and that's the, you know, if you look back at Horace Mann, the guy who came up with public schooling, that's what he wanted. He wanted good little robot citizens, you know, who go down, they do their duty, and they feel really good about being an American because they were able to choose which tyrant they wanted to lead them.
You know what? You're right. That's what it is. It's reinforcing in these robots' minds, these automatons almost, in their minds that this is a good country. Hey, look, you've got a choice here. It's not just like it was in Iraq where you could go and vote for Saddam Hussein. There was only one guy on the ballot. Here you get to choose between two people. Boy,
isn't this
great?
Isn't it great to
be in America?
I was going to say right before I get off the phone here, I'm almost there with you, man, Ian. I've been leaning towards Mark. You know, me and Mark were kind of compatriots as far as the small government, no government thing. But it's like if you imagine trying to start a car that has a problem and it's like, you know, and then it finally fires off. That's what I feel like. I feel like I'm at that point of that key turning. The engine rolling over, but it's not quite firing. You know what I mean? It's like
where you're coming from. You should read The Market for Liberty, Steve.
I have it on audiobook. We mentioned that. I talked about that with you last week. I have downloaded that, and I've also downloaded For a New Liberty from the Mises.org website. I have those on my podcast, and I listen
to
them
all
day long.
That'll get all your cylinders firing. Trust me on that.
There you go. That's what I need.
Firing.
I need that spark.
Steve,
good to talk to you guys.
Steve,
go ahead, Mark.
Steve, we won't miss you in the land of practical sanity. I have plenty of listeners out there that are in my camp.
Hey, you know, I always say when I talk to my wife, I say, well, Ian's an anarchist. I know you don't like that word, but that's the easiest word I can use to explain to people. Ian's an anarchist and Mark's a libertarian. And, I think they're both excellent debaters, but boy, I just lean towards Mark more than I do Ian. And now I think I'm really starting to lean towards Ian more than Mark. And
No
offense, Mark.
Well, you know, all you have to do to make me feel better is just say, well, I think Mark's got a better personality. You just slide that.
There you go.
You just slide that in at the end, and that's fine with
Mark. You're the better talk show host.
Mark looks better with a shirt off.
Hey, that is true. There's no doubt about it. Thanks, Stephen, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, sir, and good to know.
I haven't seen any pictures of you with your shirt off, and
you've seen me with my shirt off.
I have seen you with your shirt off, but you know, in my experience is that you photograph so well. You know, I don't know.
I still got a little bird chest, man.
I'm interested. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Got a couple emails here, but your calls are the primary element. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world. Specializing in less lethal defense, Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 21st, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 770.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $793.66, $396.83 for the half ounce, and $198.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $793.66, $396.83, and $198.42.
There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all completely free at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can go directly to listen.freetalklive.com to see all of those listening options. Again, listen.freetalklive.com. Now, are you looking to get involved with other young liberty lovers from across the country? Well, join Bureaucrash and help us fight statism in all its forms at bureaucrash.com. Also, be sure to check out our pro-freedom t-shirts and other swag at our contraband store so you can quite literally wear your beliefs on your sleeve. Bureaucrash.com.
Very fond of those t-shirts. Very, very fond of them.
All right, 800-259-9231. I've seen you inside wearing one of them.
I bought one of them. I had to have it at the last Liberty Forum.
It's the capitalism one, right?
Yep, and I'm looking for the right size and better dead than red. I just dig that, you know.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, we continue with your phone calls. We'll jump into some emails here when we get a chance. And also, when we get a chance, coming up, what happens when a school bans sugary drinks? Does it actually do a damn thing to cut down on teenagers' usage? Well, we'll find out. You might be able to guess if you know a thing or two about prohibition. Abel is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Abel.
Hello?
Abel?
Yes.
Or AB?
Yes, it's AB.
AB, sorry about that.
That's fine. I wanted to make a comment about the In God We Trust being on the currency.
Sure. Okay.
And I'm a Christian, but I have a slightly different view about this. And seeing In God We Trust on a fraudulent currency like the Federal Reserve notes, I think is incredibly offensive.
Mm.
It's like God endorses this lie we're feeding you kind of thing.
That's right, an interesting viewpoint.
With this dollar is backed by nothing, so we're going to put God's name on it in hopes that it buoys it a little bit more.
I've never heard that one before. I'd say that's a really original viewpoint. Thank you for that.
I also wanted to make a note that as far as the original currency goes, if it was like the free banking era, where the bank there were different competing currency types, I guess, and they were all backed by silver and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I would have no problem with one of those saying, you know, In God We Trust, or even having a picture of Allah on it or whatever. It, you know, if I don't like the coin that I got, I could always melt it and make it my own. So
sure, in a free market world where there are various different competing currencies, you could use the currency that you agreed with the most.
Right, I have
I have
all kinds of troy ounces of silver from all different places. Some of them are plain, some of them are intricate, some of them are clearly minted, and you know, the fine minting process. Mm-hmm. Others are so rough they feel like they'll take skin off your fingers. Yeah, and so there's all different kinds of them out there. You're not obligated to have any particular type.
Exactly. But anyway, I just wanted to make a point about that. And this is actually my first time listening. I heard the podcast last night, so it sounds good. Keep up the good work.
Welcome aboard.
That's a good call.
I thank you for the call.
First time listener.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. 800-259-9231. So there's a Christian saying, get God off of this crap piece of paper because it's an insult to God.
And I'd like to apologize ahead of time to AB if I say anything offensive about Christianity to you. You know, I'm just scarred, man. That's all there is to it.
Well, I mean, they've really done it to themselves. I understand that there are a lot of Christians out there that that feel like we're too harsh toward Christianity on this show. But, Mark, you're always pretty good at making the point that you're not talking about all Christians. You're talking about the ones that are the Pharisee types, the ones that are their religion down your throat types,
right,
and force their morals.
Christianity today is populated by people who are actually much closer to the thing, you know, the Pharisees. And these people, when I was young, they would teach the Bible verses that essentially said, watch out for the false religions and the Pharisees. What they don't realize is that they're it. You know, we found the enemy and they are us. The fact is, they are the Pharisees because the Pharisees were religious leaders who would take the laws, the dictums of the Old Testament, and they'd force them on other people to the point of stoning.
Right.
And then Jesus said, he who is without sin, cast the first stone. Jesus came to forgive. What would Christians do today? Well, they'll go and they'll vote for their Christian candidate who will enact their anti-abortion and anti-gambling and anti-prostitution,
yeah,
anti-drug, anti-everything policies. You know, those are the guys. Is all you have to do is look at their policies. You know, even if they're gay, they're voting anti-gay. They'll vote for those people. They'll endorse those people. And those people will set up a government that punishes people like prostitutes and, you know, whoever that Jesus would never have gone after and punished.
He would not have tried
to force his moral beliefs on someone else.
He wouldn't have initiated force. And, you know, what happened to the term Christian, what has happened to that whole concept is very similar to what has happened to the term anarchist or has happened to the term libertarian. I mean, essentially, there are certain people who represent themselves as Christians who have done real damage to what it truly means to be a Christian, at least as I understand it, as being formally involved in the Christian church. So they've done damage to that term, and I don't know if it's something that can be undone. I really don't think it can. I mean, I'm sorry to say that to you guys out there, but the term Christian, to somebody like me, when I first hear it, the first thing I think of is, oh, great, somebody that wants to control my moral system. And I know that's not true for the Christians that I know in my life. Varen Swearingen, the president, he's now back as the president of the Free State Project. Varen is a devoted Christian. And I don't really know exactly what his Christian beliefs are. Because he won't push them on me. He doesn't preach when we're hanging out, when Varen and I are in the same room and we're all over at Social Sundays or something here in town. We're talking about various different things about life, and we're talking about activism and other things. Religion, theology doesn't come up. There's been this conversation going on the Free State Project message forums where apparently some bigot, some anti-gay bigot has come into the forums and has started talking trash, basically, and it has sparked off this conversation between Dale Burt from AnarchyInYourHead.com, who is one of the more prominent gay members of the Free State Project, and as well as some others there. And the conversation has been about, well, the Free State Project does not want to have anything to do with bigotry. Don't bring your bigotry around here, because it's not, we don't want to associate with people like that. So these guys that we're talking about are very, very overtly anti-gay. And if these other religious people that I know feel the same way, I don't know it, because they don't say anything about it.
Would Jesus ostracize gay people? I mean, if he hung out with prostitutes, would Jesus ostracize gay people? Now, I was told to love the sinner and hate the sin kind of thing. But I didn't see any damn evidence of that whatsoever in the churches I went to. And look.
Of loving the sinner?
Right, absolutely not. They did not. You know, they kicked me out of youth group because I wasn't living at home. I was kind of a bad kid. They were ready to get rid of me so fast. These people
hypocrites.
Suck. And I'm sorry. I went to the same church from, little kid on up to high school. I taught Sunday school at that church. I got into a,
stint. A lot of good that did you,
yeah,
huh?
I got into a stint where things weren't, you know, I was being a bad kid. Absolutely true. People wanted me out of there. They didn't try to do anything with me. They wanted me out.
Right.
I went to Christian school from kindergarten through eighth grade. I am not uneducated in these areas. And I'm sorry, Christianity and the people that call themselves Christians and by and large in the United States.
Despicable.
It's just not what Jesus taught.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. I'm glad we have the good ones listening to this show. It's just that all I'm telling you is the term Christian, I think it's done for. Just like the term anarchist and libertarian is becoming pretty much done for at this point, too. I think the same similar things have happened to all of those concepts. 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts on that or whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. It's a lot to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. You find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And want to invite you to the Liberty Forum. Come on out and join us, as well as hundreds of other liberty-loving people, many of whom have moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and another good chunk of the group will be considering a move, and a number of them are in the process of moving, and they want to come up and maybe scout out the state and take a look around. There's a lot of stuff to do at the Liberty Forum. It's full of socializing opportunities, networking opportunities, panel discussions, speakers, keynote addresses. It's like a Liberty convention. It takes place over one weekend. It's the first weekend in March of 2009, and it's a great excuse to come up here to New Hampshire and meet some of these great activists that we talk about on a regular basis on this program. Many of the names that you hear on this show, many of the callers that you hear on this show, are going to be at the Liberty Forum. So you get to meet all of them, hang out, and have a good time. Plus, you get to see liberty-oriented superstars like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE. He's also known as Kane. Richard Heller is going to be there from the Heller versus DC gun case this past year, and as well as a number of others. You can go get the full list, the current list of the speakers. It's not full yet because they've still a number of them to announce. We're still a few months out. So there's a lot of news to come out about this still. But what you want to do is get on board and get signed up now, because if you continue to wait, the price is going to go up. So if you're thinking you're going to want to attend, go ahead and nail down the date, nail it down, you know, get the time off from work, get signed up over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and come up and join us. We're going to be broadcasting live from the entire thing, and it's going to be a good time. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. If you want to save an extra 10%, use our special discount code. It's 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. And I found something else out, Mark. Apparently they have a student discount that's in the realm of 50%. So there's some sort of question about, are you a student on the sign-up form? So if you're a student, you get some serious discounted action on the Liberty Forum.
Well, it's important to have young people, you know?
Absolutely. So we'll see you there, and we go to your phone calls. That's the point of this show. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the Amp Line. Hello, Gene.
Hey, guys. Hey, looks Gene. Like I got to call you up and correct you and tone you down a bit again.
All right. We were talking.
All the time you start ranting and raving about Christian this, Christian that. And I keep telling you that even though a lot of your arguments are valid, you're just, you're driving people away. And I've used the example that.
I'll let you finish, but I've really got a point against this. Go ahead.
I've used the example in the past that I don't rant and rave against choose your group that I disagree with. Let's just try your atheists. I could rant and rave about atheists. Oh, atheists, all the atheists I know, they do X or they do Y. And all I'm going to do is drive away atheists. Now, how does that solve, how do I generate any liberty-minded people?
Gene, we're not saying that. You and I both know.
I think our new stance, I really do believe this, Gene, and you've been around for a long time, and yeah, you've heard a lot of the stuff that we've said throughout the years, and some of it's been worse than what we're saying now. But I think that there's a lot of Christians out there that hear what we're saying, and they say, you know, that's what I've always thought. And it drives them.
And certainly you can present that. In a gentler tone. Now, yesterday I heard you guys throw out the same BS that I hear all the time. Jefferson was a Unitarianist. Well, I mean a
deist.
Well, I have a quote from him right here that says that he was a Christian. He says, but he was a Universalist or a Unitarian. But to the corruptions of Christianity, I am indeed opposed. And, of course, Jefferson wrote all kinds of things about the corruption of Christianity, and I quite frankly agree with him on most of it. But to the genuine precepts of Jesus himself, I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished any to be sincerely attached to his doctrines in preference to all others.
Right. No, so he's saying if you look at the precepts of Jesus, if in concern to the precepts of Jesus, I'm a Christian.
Absolutely.
So, right. So he's not really saying that I believe that Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. He's saying that I believe a lot of the things that Jesus said was true. And I'd say that a lot of that stuff is true. Also, Gene, if you take a quote from me at certain points in my life, you'd say, there's a hard, fast Christian. If you take quotes from me in my life, you'd say, there's an atheist. Taking a momentary snapshot of a man is, you know, it's yes.
And you can't accuse me of doing that, because throughout his entire life, he wrote similar things. And you can go check it out yourself.
I have looked at his stuff, and he was a deeply religious man, and he's probably a lot like me. I feel a lot of fraternity to him, because I feel like he was on a path looking for that philosophical, that religious, that little bit to fill in that hole in his soul. And I don't have problems with Christians that look at their religion in that fashion. If they believe the Noah's Ark story, Gene, though, I mean, I've got to put them in a category where, you know, it's just not pleasant.
Well, and Jefferson, he personally had a lifelong little war going with the organized churches, but he gave money to all the churches in his neighborhood. He was always a donator. He always went to different churches. He primarily went to the.
I give money to Salvation Army right now, Gene, and I'm not a Christian.
Yeah, well, I like Salvation Army. They do great things.
Yep.
And the Salvation Army helps those. They help those prostitutes and those others that you claim other churches kick out.
They helped me quite a bit when I was in prison. At least, you know what? They didn't help that much, but they really gave me something that made me feel good. I knew that there were people out there that cared.
They have a big prison presence. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, because they're down-to-earth people. They just want to love people and get people on a better
Gene,
track.
I don't as though, to your earlier critique, I don't feel as though we've been mean to all Christians. We have not been grouping them all into the same group and attacking Christians in general. We've pointed out there are two specific groups within the title Christian. One group is the real Christians, people like you, that don't advocate forcing others to a specific moral viewpoint. And the other group is the people that do believe in forcing others to a specific moral viewpoint. And unfortunately, you both call yourself Christians, so that's all I'm saying is there's a big problem there. If you're calling yourself a Christian, don't be upset when people confuse you with the Pharisee-style Christian. Similarly, if I call myself a libertarian, I shouldn't be upset if somebody confuses me with Bob Barr, even though we're completely different.
And Jefferson called himself a Christian. So you have to realize that when you're using that term, you're including an awful lot of people that you want to enjoy, that you want to join you in your movement. So you really should be more specific and say,
I don't like
the Pharisee types.
Right. That's what we've been saying. That's what we've been talking. That's just what we spent the last segment on.
Go back and,
Gene, I think that
go back and listen.
It's fair that you call in, and it's fair that you rake us over the coals on this. I'm glad that the clarification happens. This isn't going to be something that's easy to solve ever, just because, you know, where we stand on it, where you stand on it. But I see some validity to what Ian says. You're right. People should be responsible for the words they say. However, Ian's right that people aren't, and they look at labels, and they judge people by labels based on what they know about those labels. It's one of the reasons I don't even like to say libertarian.
Yep.
Well, there's some validity to the fact to the statement that atheism promotes communism, and I know that because my wife came from a communist country. So I can say this, I can make that statement and say, oh, because you're an atheist, you're going to wind up a communist. But it's not a fair statement.
I didn't say that all Christians were the morals, the type that shoves morals down people's throat. I'm not sure why you keep accusing me of that.
Go back and listen.
To this show?
That's all I say. Go back and listen with
an
open
ear.
How far back? Today's program. Go back and listen.
We didn't talk about that. We made a very specific differentiation between the two groups. Gene, maybe you should go back.
I will listen to every show.
You did make a differentiation during part of that rant.
Well, there you go.
Listen to the rant in its entirety.
Thank you, Gene. We'll let everybody make their own decision on that one. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Hey, GCN listeners. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift this year, listen up. This message is going to make holiday shopping very easy. This year, give the amazing Survival Seed Bank to friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full-acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if necessary. And here's the best part. The price of Survival Seed Bank has been drastically reduced for GCN listeners this Christmas. You might even want to pick one up for yourself. The price goes back up January 1st, and the supply is definitely limited. Think outside the box and into the bank this year. Give a Survival Seed Bank by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to give the perfect gift.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for $3 a month. That's all that we're asking, and we're just asking because the features on the website are free, unlike those other talk show hosts. They charge you up front to get access to their sites. We give you everything, and then we just say, hey, you want to contribute a little? Send it our way. And we'll give you some perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. You get a few bonuses for being an amplifier, but the main reason is to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, bring more more stations on, more internet listeners on board, go out to the conventions, meet the bigwigs, get on the stations and expand this message of liberty as far and as wide as possible. It's working. It's been working. It continues to work for us. Your $3 a month can make a big difference. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the land of WIMS, Rich is listening in Michigan City. Hello, Rich.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you, buddy? Hey,
this
quick question
Rich,
to ask
Rick.
You, Ian.
This is Rick.
Hey, yes, it is. Absolutely.
Hey,
how are you, Ian?
Super.
Great to hear you. Hey, listen, I got a quick question to ask you because, you know, being a staunch Catholic myself, I guess the question would be, are you, the way when you said, you guys are saying Christians, now a lot of people get that confused. I am a Catholic, so are you putting Catholics in the same category as Christians? Explain that. I'll ask that question, then I'd love to talk to you about a couple of things you brought up on the air.
Sure. The question I would have to ask you back is, are you the kind of Catholic who wants to impose your moral system by the threat of force of governmental action?
No, because I am all about free speech, A. B, let me just tell you a little bit about my background. I went to a Catholic school, as did my brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
First through eighth grade, my parents, I went to public high school. To this day, I have two daughters, one that's in high school, one that's in sixth grade, and I teach both of their religion classes. I go to church every week, but I'm also that Catholic that I'm all about, you know, I don't agree with everything that maybe is in the Catholic religion. I'm 42 years old, so I don't shove it down people's throats, but I do believe that the right and the freedom of speech, for example, this show, any news talk personality radio station like WIMS or any station out there should have that right. So I'm completely for that freedom, and I think people should learn basically how to get in tune with what's going on, because again, the whole religious thing is, as you guys know, is a huge issue, and your guys are getting a lot of great calls tonight on that. Your input on that.
Yeah, so that's my thoughts, is that what we're talking about is just the difference between these two types of Christians, and I'm sure there are Catholics who would love to legislate their version of morality onto everybody, whereas there's also, I'm sure, the types of Catholics like yourself, Rick, that understand the idea of live and let live, that understand the idea of, well, if I want to be free to enjoy my religion, if I want to be free to enjoy the tenets that I've put around my life and my belief system, then I need to understand and allow others to have their own set of morals and live their life how they want to, even if it's in contradiction to what I believe they should be doing. And if that's the kind of life you're living, then you're A-okay in my book. As soon as you cross that line to say, well, we've got to ban prostitution, whoa, we've got to ban drug use, or whatever else it is that the church might not like, then you bring in force, and then you're using force on your neighbors to try to get them to behave in the way that you think that they should behave, and you've automatically undone anything that's in any way godly or just about your belief system. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And one of the things I wanted to bring up, just to throw out there, because I know there's probably a million people out in the audience that are going to agree with me on this. I have a ton of gay friends, both male and female. I'm all about to each his own. That's the way I was brought up. When it comes to freedom of speech, go for the freedom of speech. I don't think God is like someone that would say to, let's say I want to go to church on a Sunday or a Saturday night, whatever it is, and I'm wearing jeans and a shirt, and I'm just going in there. If someone's going to judge me on the way I look like I'm not wearing my Sunday clothes, well, that's hypocritical to me. In other words, if God's not going to judge you, and I'm not being religious here, but I am a religious person. I do believe in God, and I have my own thoughts. I say to each his own on that whole level. And, you know, I don't think God's going to judge you when you get to heaven on all these other things, a lot of these issues. I think he's going to say, hey, have you been a good person? Have you given? By the way, Salvation Army, love them. Have been a bell ringer for several years in downtown Chicago.
Wow.
I support that, and I support the local Salvation Armies as well. So, I mean, I look at life, I make a difference in the lives of others. I give back as much as I can. And I just think that people should not judge, and I'm not saying you guys are, I'm just saying in general, the public should
right,
not
absolutely.
Judge them.
You know,
absolutely.
When I personally think, and this conversation wasn't about our personal religions, you know, per se, it was about, you know, people that would take their religion and force their beliefs through government on other people. But when I think about my personal religion, sometimes I go for, and you, Ian, you know this is true, that I'll go for Lent, and I'll get the ashes put on my forehead with the oil and stuff, and then I'll give up something for Lent, and I don't even know why. I like it. That's all. It's the ceremony base of it. If you relate to your God through, you know, Christianity and or the church or whatever, that's fine with me. I think you should watch out, because a lot of these big organized religions are pilferers. But if they help you to get where you're going, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. In the same way that it wouldn't bother me what Borders does, as long as they deliver my book to me. You know, so. But when we started getting into the specifics of Christianity, I have some real problems with people that believe that the Bible is the unerring word of God in the sense of how they deal with reality. I don't like that. But, you know, to teach their own, if that's how they want to relate to God, that's fine. But, you know, I can find myself nitpicking there. I have a real problem with the religion of Christianity as it's presented in the Bible and as it was taught to me, because it doesn't make any sense to me.
By the way, rock out with the whole Lent thing. The last thing I'll say, and I'll let you guys go because your show sounds great tonight, is that, you know, one thing that I'm the rebel kid when it comes to religion. I'm the one that's very outspoken. I think, and I've thought this for years, and I'm probably going to get spanking for this one, but I think all priests should be married, because one thing I say,
yeah.
How can a priest, and I, with the utmost respect to God, you know I love you, Big G, but with the utmost respect, how can a priest give a couple some input about what their marriage should be like if they've never gone through it themselves. And I'm not going to say that there's any disrespect there. I just think it would be a better form if priests were able to marry. Same with nuns being able to marry. You'd see a lot more people getting into being nuns and priests, which,
it's
by
true.
The way, is a dying fashion.
It's the it is, and it's the biggest problem the Catholic Church is facing today. They don't realize it, and they're so rigid that they won't change. The reason that priests weren't allowed to marry in the first place was, and they were for the first 1,000 years of the Catholic Church, the Universal Church, and then it, essentially they were passing on their little parishes to their sons, and that was a problem. It was essentially turning, you know, the kings didn't like that. The lords didn't like that because they were supposed to be in charge of the land. The priests were supposed to be in charge of people's souls. So they made it so the church, sort of struck a deal and said that the priests aren't allowed to marry. And
so it's really outdated.
They were doing whatever they wanted. The priests were doing what they wanted to do. They just couldn't have legitimate children to pass anything on. Now it's been ingrained for so long that you've got all kinds of problems because the priesthood's attracting people who have problems with their sexuality, who are trying to run away from their sexuality, which I would if I liked little boys. I'd be trying to run away as far as I could from that. And then they end up in the priesthood, and then, they find themselves with a great deal of access to little boys, and this is what's ruining the Catholic Church. The Anglican Church, I got married in an Anglican church, and the priest, I see him in his little black outfit with his little white thing there on his neck, kissing his wife. It was the strangest thing you've ever seen.
Really?
And, it's fine. That's good.
What's wrong with that?
As a matter of fact, Anglican priests can turn into Catholic priests and keep their wives if they wish.
Really?
It's not impossible for a Catholic priest to have a wife. It's just that they have to go through this, this switching over process.
Huh.
So you see how they don't even have their own
rules
put in place.
Very confusing. Rick, any other thoughts?
No, I just want to say thank you, guys. Great show. God bless America. Thank you to all the soldiers that are out there listening. We really appreciate all that you do for our country.
Oh, boy, Rick, you opened up a can of worms there. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Thanks to the soldiers that tossed the puppy off the ledge there in that video on YouTube. I love that crap.
No, I'd like to say thank you to the soldiers who have decided to truly honor their commitment to uphold the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, and to only follow constitutional orders, and who've decided to, against what might be better judgment, to say, no, I'm not going. It's unconstitutional what you've done here. This war in Iraq, it's not a war. I mean, I know that's what they call it on CNN, and I know that's what Fox News wants you to believe, but they never had a declaration of war. I mean, this is a simple constitutional issue here. If there's a war that you want to fight, you declare it. And that requires a process that Congress has to go through, and the president then signs off on, and then there's a war. What you've got right now is an undeclared conflict, and it's completely unconstitutional. So thanks to those soldiers who've gone ahead and refused to obey bad orders. 800-259-9231, and big thanks to Rick over there at WIMS. He's the GM. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Listener.